Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Got a Glock, I call her Precious, and she leave that nigga bloody. Then I drag him down the block, and I leave that nigga bloody. Put a bullet in. Talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Got a Glock, I call her Precious, and she leave that nigga bloody. Then I drag him down the block, and I leave that nigga bloody. Put a bullet in his face as a message to his buddy. Like, hey, this ain't no rap shit, I ain't the nigga Cuddy. You ain't hearing a bunch of diss records from me. I'ma catch you when it's sunny, and you think it's sweet and lovely. And I turn your pretty day into a bitch you really ugly. Like, ho, whoopee, Sarah, Jessica Parker. Sun's shining, I'ma make it darker. Put a hole in his snapback, match with his Parker. Murder he wrote, I'm the author. So you can keep playing games, but this ain't Call of Duty. You don't get to push reset. This ain't a promise, it's a threat. You ain't see my type of war. You a rookie, I'm a vet. You a hoopie, I'm a jet. You a letter, I'm a tech. Basically, I got my foot all on your neck. If you ever disrespect, I'ma bounce you like a check. That's my word as a Chico. Pito, creep slow. Poppy got body, Benito. Nigga, I'm hot, Puerto Rico. That's word to my nigga touching Little Lito. This is like one take, no sequel. Basically, watch where you look for beef, though. On the mic, in the street, it's whatever. I'm a man, you a man, one of us, me and the devil. But when you get there, you tell him he a sucker, bad seat. Six man, Brooklyn in this motherfucker. Walk one.
He talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Should've kept this shit a hundred, now they looking for who done it. Walk one.
Diddy bop on niggas' tracks. It's disrespectful how I lean on niggas' beats like I'm stunting in a rental. Like, look, this a Kanye beat. His song's called Wow. Check it out so he don't start crying. He happy now. Six man in his bitch. You ain't said shit. You speaking for the lane. Your boy so fly, he get hit by a plane. He moves so fast, he done switch five lanes. Always represent that city which I came. Etched in my veins. I'm special, I'm not sane. I ain't do my job if your neck is not sprained. At least be entertained. You are rocking with the best. See, nigga, God bless. I've been spazzing on mad niggas, y'all next. Y'all singing like women in, dressing all feminine. Y'all be telling white lies, no Eminem. Please, y'all niggas sweeter than some enemies. Freshman day, get smacked by a veteran. You got a crew? Go on, tell them that. Wagwan.
Six man.
Radio. Hey, yo, let me explain something to you right now. You're listening to Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Hosted by the Bad Seed and Nadine Michelle, holding it down. They give you the best music, classics, new joints, celebrity guest interviews. Have you seen who's on this show? Have you checked the archives? Go look on the archives. See who comes up in here every Saturday night. There's nowhere else you're going to get that. This is GMS of Hydra,
GMS,
co-founder of The Plague, co-CEO of MCMI Incorporated. And do I have time to listen to WAP radio? Hell no. I'm too busy running my company, running MCMIReport.com, MCMI Records, MCMI Apparel, MCMI Studios, MCMI everything. Not to mention hosting my own show, MCMI Radio, Friday nights. So do I have time to listen to some whackness? No. That's why when I really need a fix, I tune in to Six Man Radio, because I'm an adult, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's in the title. It's GMS, MCMI, you know the motto. In hip-hop, we trust a better ever starts now, and it starts with Six Man Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
The moment when you see that nigga face the game, you play it in your mind and you see the train. He's preaching in his jacket, he's gonna make it rain. The bystanders screaming love. The DJ screaming love.
history. Supposedly, I help chicks, help them with groceries. Supposedly, I still break, ripping my rosary. Still shoot your block up to make you notice me. Bullets flying in the air much. Fucking hurt, they got hurt. I don't even care much. And I still smoke a boga meal. Still have a street meeting. Stop one broker deal.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? It's your boy Mims, M-I-M-S, New York City's officially in the building. And right now, you're rocking out with the homie Bad Seed and Nate Dean right here on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Act like you know.
Mims!
The moment when you see that nigga face the game, play it in your mind. Man. Man. Man.
Supposedly, I help chicks, help them with groceries. Supposedly, I still break, ripping my rosary. Still shoot your block up to make you notice me. Bullets flying in the air much. Fucking hurt, they got hurt. I don't even care much. And I still smoke a boga meal. Still have a street meeting. Stop one broker deal. You my nigga, nigga, fuck a nigga, Oprah feels poppy. I pop guns, they don't pop me. Known for shooting niggas, but nah, they never shot me. Hang, hang, good belt gang, don't make us pop.
The moment when you see that nigga face the game, you play it in your mind and you're breathing pain. He's reaching in his jacket, he gon' make it rain. The bystanders screaming love.
Whatever, nigga, pussy plus dick could only equal a fuck. And Nori plus Pharrell could only equal a what? From blood money to love money to drug money. Nino without fucking the whole G money. Shot niggas in a motherfucker beat hole. Wintertime, shot niggas in a ski clothes. Still, I stay focused still. Cash cases, got cases over still. Slime, father, slime out. Good belt gang.
The moment when you see that nigga face the game, you play it in your mind and you're breathing change. He's reaching in his jacket, he gon' make it rain. The bystanders screaming love.
The Sopranos, I attack like a Rambo. I attack, counteract, cardiac, shooting at your Pontiac, wherever where your army at. Forgot I'm with the peach mix. I'm just rolling with the freak chick. With a drink, come fight, free bitch.
The moment when you see that nigga face the game.
Get away from
and
here.
And some believe that they're leaders. Young fella, you a two leader. Sipping water away, drowning out the sauce. This lesson is aligned with an undergrad course. So sharpen your paper, mate. My number two's to make the beacon shine. And the fine line in the detail, the garment is retail. But I don't buy rap or excuses. The code used to be an unspoken device. But since that's gone, you see what rap produces.
You know what I'm saying?
The one-on-ones, the two-on-twos assembled in the center of squares like statues. Understand, I just do this, I don't have to.
You know what I'm saying? This is hip-hop I had. You know what I'm saying? This is lyrics.
But you wouldn't know that feeling if it slapped you. Like new credit, the blood works indebted. Microphone donor, 2 pints to get right. I got my cardio up, my nigga. Don't give a damn about a party, I do it for the body. Up chucked your mandibles, the scrambler's back. Since the 2-inch tape, how ample is that? Like furry dice hanging off the mirror, your position is concerning my vision. These objects seem to be closer than they appear, and they could never catch us, their directions don't match up. Just go, get away from here. You're jamming the lane up, messing the game up. Just go, get away from here.
Day to day with fame, here to entertain. By the time I'm through, you be saying my name. Day to day with fame, right here on Six Man Radio with the Bad C and Nadine. We keep it live, live, all the way live, full circle.
One day when I was riding on the train, I seen these two kids talking about the Nubian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing because these kids caught my throat. Steven pulled my coat like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with my mouth was and I blazed the cloak and dagger. So I got to show folks to my Sherlock that I am. I could rock the jam, make the world drop ham. Oh, yes, I'm the madman, and bad men we're back. And if it comes to dropping bombs, yo, I'm with that.
Hey, yo, check it out. It's your man, Dot X, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Here on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary R&B and hip-hop. That's right, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Ask the kids around your neighborhood block. I swing out my lasso and wind up at the yard spot. You know what it is. Daddy X, the Wild Cowboy. Peace.
Yeah. One for all.
I hear the beat of swinging orders if my name was David Ruffin. Quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the food was never bluffing. I get headaches from the whack, so then I take a buffin' and I'm act. I wait until the opportune time and then I attack. But should I act? Penance is sinning is a sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. Put money in my pocket. When it comes to having pressure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Poo coming through all the residue. The songs are main clocks, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them pop. The phones out of them jocking. I can think of many episodes of Sprung and Lincoln Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Left the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, drink, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some rap for sink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cabot, I got a bad habit. Similar to the girl, but she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I whip behind a zipper. I'm living kind of good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like Guy, and I'm stick out your thumb and hits, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rob me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I smoke the kids. So book is back off, break north, here comes the regulator. Bet you that's the time.
One for all, Red Nubian. It's all for one, Red Nubian.
My suitcase is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go myself and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I call somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guy was sick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play hard to watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And just some new clothes and I'm fresh fade from Rob.
Six men.
Come on the phone and dial the now room. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes the X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is zoomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Step to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunt in a ball, ripped up a leashman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drinks from Glackens. And when the crowd slackens, I stop drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last. But now I'm on the top damn news. I was fast because I'm like that. They can't see this. Read my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So moms, reach deep in your purses. And mommy, take me home and try me and do me well.
One for all.
like a door slam. But then girls try to turn my knob, cause I'm a heartthrob. I guess it's just a hazard that comes with the job. Cause every time I rock around, I show Jamar's intellectual. Girls wanna get sexual. Well, I guess I have to cope with being so dope. You wanna be me, but can't see me with a telescope. You seek a shirt, but still you can't find. You're weak and it hurts to be deaf, dumb, and blind. A supreme mind will take you out of your paralysis. I grip the mic so tight, I get challenges. And your analysis is that the Lord whips rhymes in the shape with a mic cord. I do it good cause I'm a positive black man. Eating up suckers as if I'm a sack man. Not a dapper damn fan, say casual. To rock like the J, it comes gradual. You gotta know the ledger, why it's dumb. And I'm saying yo, coach of freedom. Power equally with the gods, so you can build and bone your cipher. All your life, you must be true. Of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, shoot that goal, which makes a student enroll, and only then you'll prosper. One for all.
Yo, peace. This is Lord Jamar, representing Brand Nubian. Known Associates coming soon. You checking out Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. It's like that. Peace.
Cause I'm going through things. Everybody got their hands out looking for green. Coattail bills getting heavy cause I'm living my dream. Trying to school these young niggas, it ain't all what it seems. I still struggle just like you, and I still hustle just like you. But it just so happened that Big Pooh doing what he love to do. Get back to my work, cause I was pinning on his piece last night. That is why these niggas berserk. Cigalo hit me up, who it's time to murk. So on the pair of sweats, they wanted the white shirt. Headed back to the shop, back to the spot where the hits keep coming. Stack them up like bricks. You can call me the mason of shit. Foundation has been rock solid. No replacing you, dig. No replacing my nig on everything that I live. We gon' let that bitch ride till our trains collide. Or we fall off track and ain't no bringing me back. And everything that go for you, the same applies to crack.
Even though the birds ain't singing and the sun ain't shining, it looks like a beautiful morning.
Each day is another chance to do the things I could've done the day before, but didn't have known I should've. So I say a prayer for the gone for gooders who left this world and kiss my girl good morning sugar. Another sunrise, and as much as I would love to roll over on you, I cannot do it because the good Lord, I prayed to him and he said niggas is listening now, so I better have something to say to him. So I'ma tell him how it went down, man. Doing shows for free, going out of town, man. The way I almost broke down and got a 9 to 5 cause I had more press than sound scans. This is the price that I pay for this music, and every word that I write is a testament to it. And if I had to go back, I wouldn't change a thing. Wouldn't recut it, re-edit, or change the frame, cause it would not be fair to turn my back on the struggle when that exact same hustle got me here. Told niggas from the get-up, we three the hard way, and Broadway's the only place you ever throw a setup. Speechless is what you be if we ever met up. I survived far too much now to ever let up.
Even though the birds ain't singing and the sun ain't shining, it looks like a beautiful morning.
Yeah, what's up? This is Trigger Tretch, also known as Tribal Tretch, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch. And this is how we do it, New Jeru, Dirty Jersey style, Guard State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music. Grown folk things going on over these parts, partner.
Six Man
Radio.
Hey, you could smoke a split with a clip, but there's still no mountain pie, you know. Or wide enough to touch the naughty, nappy, nasty nigga, the nasty, trashy, whole happy pappy. That's happy to be nappy. Me and Ben Rock went spots in flocks and groups and troops with Timbo boots and jail suits. That's how I roll with my hair, do dope. When the will I got won't in competition, ain't dope. Beat you, break you, broke you, smoke you, take you, send you to your little group on mute. Sooner or later, he wanna flip, tell him full, send me half with a dip. And all that other ringling, brother, shit. Sporty, naughty, hot bod, greater than H.O.I. Shin, slam the flim, flam, and then jam. You can run, but you can't hide, you can't go far. No matter where you come from, you can't hide, you can't go.
Six Man
Radio.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now. Listen, say hi, Dick. Get your rolling hip hop. Say, Dave Rose, get your rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop.
Six Man.
Say, like, yo, come to Rocket Night. From the first to the last of it, delivery is passion. It's a whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blasting with accurate assassin shit. Me and Polly close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master. This shining like an asterisk. Put all those in your gathering. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents. All the heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn.
Yo, what up, y'all? I'm DJ Premier, and you checking out the Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You heard? That's what it do, that's what it does, and that's what it's going to be. One love.
Turning your play into a tragedy. Exhibit level degree on the mic. Passionate
family. Niggas is sweet, so I bet if I bid, I get a cavity. Living to get high, you ain't flyer than gravity. We die hard like the battery, thrown in the back of me by the mad MC. Think imitation's the highest form of flattery. Actually, don't be mad at me, I had to be the one to break it to you. You be kicked into obscurity like judo. No menudo, cause you pseudo. Trying to compete for reality like Xerox. Towards destruction, you're spiraling like hairlocks. Wipe some teardrops, change the stars in your eyes. Playing games with your lies. None of wise is widows, soaking up pillows, weeping like willows. Still no blacks are dying, cause they living, they trying. How to make a slave by Willie Lynch, it's still applying. Regardless, the most is one of my closest partners. Rocking ever since before Prince was called the artist. Rocking before, fuck Master Flex was rocking starter. When Pac and Biggie was still cool before they was martyrs. Life or death if I'm choosing, with every breath I'm enhancing. Stop, there comes a time when you can't run.
Lyrically handsome, go collect the king's ransom. Gems I write soon become the ghetto anthem. Play out like Bruce Wayne's mansion, move like a phantom. You talk about me to your grandson. Cats who claiming they all be mad facts, so I run through them like blood water through sandbags. Competition is mad, what I got, they can't have. Sick of they shit, like Moby Dick, they ain't half. So I'm way past the minimum, interim millennium. Harass the holy gas in your back, like Palestinians. Ancient Abyssinian, Charlotte Horn and Gideon. Official B-boy gentleman, long term never the interim. Born inside the winter wind, day after December. And these simpletons, they mentioning the synonym for feminine. Sweeter than some cinnamon, the Danish rings my instrument. Rush up on adrenaline, they get their asses sent to them.
Gentlemen,
we got a sentiment, one in a symbol. Leave your unit trembling like herds of moving elephant. Intelligent embellishment, follow for your element from Flatbush settlement. Skin possesses melanin, hotter than tails of crack peddling. Making them like blue gelatin, swing like Duke Ellington. Blooded in Paris and Levy, believe me. The hot Apache red who burnt down your cheap teepee. You see
one,
me?
Two, three, most deaf and silent party. We came to rock it on to the tip side. Best alliance in hip hop.
Love y'all, this is Jill Scott, chilling with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B.
You say fat, tap, syrup. You say, huh, what, you know, it's that shit. Hey yo, this is for y'all to dance to, what's up, cause it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Nigga fast like the bitches with no ass. You corny niggas, no class. Yo, I'm
flash on them. Then I go and smash couple holes and then splash on them. Flicking a little ash on them. From the blunt we smoking, keep a chick choking. Got them open with flows, I suppose. And make them soak in their clothes. Keep this shit to make them slip and make them open their nose. Got them fucked up, stuck just like they striking a pose. Yo, we gaining weight. Nah, it's just my pockets are swole. From keeping niggas wildin' while they driving, smacking the pole. Of 1, 2, yeah. See, perhaps while I hold me a stack. Hated niggas plot, holding me back. Yo, you fool niggas plotting against the guard. Best be holding the strap. The time we coming through, you know it's a wrap. Moving the crew of gorilla dudes, you know when to clap. I blow some shit from over the earth for the face of the map. Yo, so take that. Once we give it to you, ain't no faking the jack. It's funny how you find your face in a trap. Little bitch nigga fronting like he ready to scrap. You better off acting pussy trying to give me a dap. The way we spark up is lit a fire to flame. Probably killing your team. Fucking, so now we haul the helicopters. Turn this shit up. If you and your peoples ain't hearing me proper, I'm saying you don't know nothing about
it. Turn me up some.
Yo, the heat up off the street to burn you up some. Yo, the shit I'm sure to spit will hurt you up some. I'm saying, but you don't know nothing about it.
Turn me up some.
Yo, now drink a fifth of yak and hurl it up some. Yo, just bang it in the truck and turn it up some. I'm saying.
Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. Yeah. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-defendant, Nadine, motherfucking Michelle. What up, girl?
What's going on, Seed? You know, chilling Saturday night, Six Man Radio, the usual.
Yes,
the usual. Yes, you know?
Hold up. Hold up. It's going down, man. It's going down. We got a real good show tonight. You know.
Yeah.
Is it 1/3? Like, how, it's like five niggas in here.
That's like. It's like 1/4, no? I thought it was
1/4. Nah, cause, okay, it was Grand Poobah, it was
right.
The Dot X,
right.
Alamo,
right.
Sincere,
oh,
and,
I forgot. Yeah.
And Lord Jamal.
I forgot Sincere. Sorry, Sincere.
It's all good. Salute to Sincere.
Yeah.
Lord Jamal's on the show tonight. Jamal's on the show tonight. You know, he's gonna be chopping it up with us about that record he got called Lift Your Skirt Up, which was a bang bang at Kanye West, you know, because Kanye was wearing skirts. I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You know.
It's
not like he's on a campaign. He's just saying,
right.
Like, you know, you're feminizing hip-hop and, you know, you're influencing a whole generation on what hip hop is not. He's got problems with that, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
I hear what he's saying. I got a problem with that too.
Me too. Yeah. You know. But you know what though, Nay, like, just to take an argument, I mean, we do come from a time where, you know, you had to be masculine to be a rapper. Like, I mean, let's really look at it. I'm not saying anything, you know, like we're being homophobic, because that's not even where we're going. We're talking about as far as the style,
right?
Of the imagery, you know what I mean? The imagery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just creates a real uncomfortable conversation. You know what I mean? Because then, you know, then you got people that think that you're trying to go one way, and you're not.
Right.
You're not trying to bash them.
You're against
you
homosexuality, too. You don't want them to think that either, you know?
Right.
But,
right.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I know there's these people now, they have stylists, and, you know, How is the stylist going to be like, this is the next thing? We're going to put on this kilt, this skirt. Like,
right.
What? What? What do you mean?
Exactly.
We? Yeah. Listen, don't worry about it. Just put it on, okay? And it goes back to what Dave Chappelle was saying, why you really haven't seen Dave a lot, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, they try to put him in a dress in that movie that he had with Martin Lawrence. And he was like, what are you talking about right now? I'm not, well, where's this dress coming from? And he's trying to talk him into it, you know?
Dave ain't having that. Dave ain't having that at all.
So, I mean, you know, there's two sides to it.
Well, Lord Jamal is in the building tonight, and he will address this tonight.
Yes.
Also, what went on this week? You know, I dropped the mixtape.
Yes, you did.
I dropped the Wrath of Cage. It's doing really well. Y'all make sure y'all pick that up at our website, sixmanradio.site40.net.
Yes, indeed.
Pick that up. It's free, man. It's free,
Wrath of Cage.
And on top of that, tomorrow I'm going to drop a bonus mixtape.
Is that right?
Tomorrow. Yeah, it's a mixtape I put out two years ago. But it was so dope. Yeah, it was so dope. And a lot of people ain't get to hear, so I'm going to re-release it tomorrow.
Oh, that's dope. I didn't even know. Yeah. What's it called, though? We got to wait for tomorrow to hear that, too.
Or? Nah, it's called the Side Eye Mixtape.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And in order to spell it, you can't write it out side eye. You have to put the actual symbol of the little circle with the underscore, then the big circle. That's the correct spelling of this mixtape.
I see. I'm glad you said that, because people, I would have wrote in side eye easy, like side eye.
Right, and it would have been wrong.
Word up. Yes.
You know.
True.
And also, you know, I had the opportunity to interview on everybody's show. I'm about to do yours.
Yes, you are. I got to do
everybody's show, all the other hosts on the network, and it was fun. I had a blast, you know. Shout to Princess Jazzy with Tell All Radio,
mm-hmm.
and shout to GMS with MC Amar Report. I just did his show last night. That shit was crazy. You know, they rolled out the red carpet for your boy. It was really dope.
That's
how you doing?
Nice.
Shout to them, man. Shout to them. Salute. And, you know, it's always a blast hanging out with PD Radio.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
I was taking it with them. You know what I'm saying?
I listened to that show. Yo, that was a great show. Miss Cleo was on that show, too.
Yeah, man.
That was crazy.
But wait, hold on. I can't even move on. Wait.
Let's stop the music.
I gotta stop the music, because speaking of PD Radio, today is the birthday of the host of PD Radio.
That's right.
Miss P D. Shout to her, man. Word up. Shout to her. She get the gunshot, man.
That's right.
Salute to you. Happy birthday. And wait, somebody want to sing happy birthday to you.
Who's going to sing?
I think Larry J. Blige want to make an appearance. Yo, Larry.
Yeah.
Yo, we live.
Yeah. I'm coming.
Come on, Larry.
Hold on. Let's go. Nah, I don't know if she's listening.
Well, I'm coming. I'm a coming.
Come on, Larry. Come on. All right. All right.
Let's go now.
He hit.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Now you know it's Larry when you hear, oh, yeah. Happy birthday to you. Nadine, where you at with my background vocals? You supposed to be
I'm sorry, Larry. Happy birthday to you.
You know what I'm saying? Where's my accompaniment?
All
right, take two.
I'm sorry.
Take two, Larry. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy Happy birthday to you.
You're not getting older, you're getting younger.
I say happy birthday, Miss PD Radio.
Yeah.
Happy motherfucking birthday to your black ass.
Any more motherfucking day.
Yeah.
Woo, girl. We love you.
Yeah, we
happy
love you,
birthday,
girl.
Happy birthday, Tim.
We're going down, man. Six Man Radio, you know, rolled out the red carpet for one of our own, man. You already know. Salute. Now, moving on. That record I played earlier in the show by Nori featuring Pharrell. Nah, I'm going to get to the Wagwan, but the Nori featuring Pharrell record, Jesus.
Yeah,
yo, that beat
that
is
was.
So wow.
That's
you ain't hear it?
I was like, yo, what is this?
Yo,
what is this?
Yo, that shit is fucking crazy, yo. Salute to them back together doing their thing. Wow, that was crazy.
Yeah,
I loved it. I loved hearing it. Also, I have a really big announcement to make, too. I done made it on all the other shows, and I'm going to make it on this show. Word up, man. Hold on, gunshot. Where's my gunshot at? Real quick, hold on. Wow. All right. Listen, it's official. As of the other day, me and my nigga Mims, a.k.a. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why. This is why. Me and him are officially a group now, a musical recording group. A
what?
Duo. We're going to try to bring back that feel. You know what I mean? Like, yo, for some reason, yo, I got a lot of records with Son. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas don't know. This nigga is retarded on the mic. They only look at the singles and they don't know.
Right.
But dude has a tendency, I have a tendency to pull the beast out of this dude when we on records together. So we're going to do a whole project, and I guarantee we're going to shut up a lot of these niggas. Because I just love smacking these niggas anyway. So, you know, we just going to enjoy it. Shout out to my nigga Mims. We in the building. Yeah, man, it's going
that's
down.
Dope.
I love
that's
it.
That's dope. Wow.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that. I can't wait to hear that. Definitely.
Definitely coming soon. So, you know what? Let's get into this Lord Jamal interview, y'all. All
right, let's do it for them. For real.
Let's get into
y'all
this Lord Jamal
this.
Interview. Word up, man. Six Man Radio, what's going down? I am your host, The Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. And that beautiful lady over there is my co-defendant, Nadine Michelle.
That
and we will smack the shit out of you if you act
will.
Up in our house.
It's true.
Word up.
It's true.
It's true. It's
we
true.
Will do that. I know I will.
We will do that. Six Man Radio, Lord Jamal interview. Let's get it. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas K, along with my co-defendant, Nadine Michelle. What up, man?
What up, Seed? Yo, we got a crazy show for them again tonight.
Talk to me.
We have
talk to me.
1/4 of one of the best hip hop groups ever in hip hop.
Right.
And
right.
when I bought this tape, I had to buy it like 3 times because it popped like
you
twice.
Too? You
yes.
too?
It popped twice.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let them know who we got, see. Let them know.
All right. Word up. It is my pleasure and honor to introduce y'all to Lord Jamal. Peace. How
peace,
are you, bro?
Peace. I'm great.
Word up.
How are you?
Word up. Great. I'm great as well. Yo, word up. I want to thank you, first off, for calling in. It's big, and it's definitely an honor. You know what I mean? You're letting them know. You're letting them know what the over 35 crowd feels.
No doubt.
you know what I'm saying? Like we come from a time and an era where music, rap music especially, was masculine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I mean, you could play around and you could joke around on records, but not taking nothing away from, you know, people who go that route. You know what I mean? But the music was strength and the style and everything. You know, we had our persona. Now it's like, yo, what's going on here? So salute to you, because I've always been saying that. Everything you've been saying, I've been saying as well. And you gave us a voice. Thank you. Word up.
Hey, you're welcome. I mean, you know, I come from that type of lineage. You know what I mean? The people that I looked up to coming up were people that spoke their voice. You know what I mean? Regardless to whom or what. You know, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, you know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, Marcus Garvey, people like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, even hip-hop wise, like Public Enemy, you know what I mean? Boogie Down Productions, Rakim, you know what I mean?
Right.
People like that, I'm just following in that line, you know what I mean? And all those people I just named as real men, you know what I mean? Those are warriors, you know what I mean? I'm not the type of dude that's going to throw a skirt on or some skinny jeans, and, you know what I mean? And try to act like, you know, it's about being an individual, because it's not. You know what I mean? It's about the collective. And when we get on all this individual shit, you know, that's what helps to deteriorate the culture.
Right.
Now, it's wild you say that, because we had PMD on the show as well, and PMD addressed that. But what he said was, he had a conversation with a kid he didn't name names. He said he's an artist, and you know, the kid had on the skinny jeans, and he said the dude, he's having this conversation with him, like, yo, so what's up with this? And the kid said to him, yo, you know, you say you don't like the skinny jeans, but Run-DMC had the skinny jeans, and you said that's your favorite group.
They didn't have skinny jeans like y'all niggas is wearing.
Right.
Okay. They had tight jeans. Y'all got shit that you got to lay down on the bed like a girl, wiggling to them shits, my nigga.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So don't tell me what the fuck. I was there, okay? I had the fucking Lees on too back then, you know what I mean? But they wasn't skinny jeans, you know what I mean?
Right.
They was tighter than we probably should have been wearing them, though, be honest.
Right.
But, you know, we snapped out of that shit, though. You know, but at the same time, that's what all men at that time was wearing. You see what I'm saying? Like, the hard niggas was wearing that type of shit. So it wasn't anything unusual. Basketball players back in the 70s wore the little skinny, tight-ass booty shorts, shit that niggas would never wear now. You know what I mean? Because we hip-hopped them out. But still, hip-hop fashion didn't fully take hold yet. You know what I mean? So it's like, we had to go through some shit. That's why when people throw up shit about Grandmaster Flash, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. Y'all niggas, man, they was just copying Parliament Funkadelic. You know what I mean? They didn't know what they was doing as far as having their own identity as hip-hop fashion. They was doing what they thought was going to help them, you know, be more broad appealing to white people and shit like that, because they was hanging out at the garage and shit like that.
Right. But what about the groups like the Tribe Called Quest and the De La Souls that were really, really different? Like, they was putting on damn near blouses, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and nobody really batted an eye.
You know, nah, I'm going to lie. I did bat an eye a little something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the way we came as Brand Nubian, see, why I knew he was going to stand out, it was because, you know, our music might have been in that vein, but the way we came was like regular dudes. You know what I mean? We wasn't on that funny style shit. You know what I mean? That's why we came to the people as the people, and that's why people fuck with us like that. You dig? Like, first time I seen Q-Tip and them, I was like, damn, these dudes got some bugged out shit on. Like, I understand some Afrocentric shit, but y'all got the funny pants and the, you know, I just thought it was a little weird. Like, you know what I mean? And they pulled back off that shit too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they started out that way, but they didn't continue with that shit because it was a little far out there. But at the same time, they was trying to be Afrocentric with it. You see what I'm saying? They wasn't necessarily coming on some, European shit, and they definitely wasn't trying to look gay, per se. You know what I mean? Let's call a spade, like, you know what I mean? Like, putting on females' clothes, you know what I mean? Something that looks like a blouse and a blouse is two different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two different things. A shirt might look like a blouse, but this motherfucker, Kanye, has wore actual blouses. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck if it's Versace or whatever the fuck it is, you know what I mean? Like, these niggas is wearing female shit. You can call it a kilt, but it's a skirt. You know what I mean? Like, you're not fooling nobody with the semantics that you're trying to throw out there now. You know what I mean? So,
do you feel as if it is like almost like a plan to really like dehumanize and degrade the black man and what he's doing, and even like take away the masculinity out of hip hop altogether? Do you feel like it's
absolutely?
Like,
I'm not gonna say dehumanize. It's effeminization. Sissification, you know what I mean? It's you know, whenever you want to go after a group of people, when you want to take them out, the first thing you need to do is take out the warrior class, okay? You need to take out the strong men, okay? So that's what they did with us as far as our voice. They took away the warrior's voice. That's why you don't hear no more Public Enemies and Brand Nubians and PRTs and shit like that. They did that on a mental, you know, physical, on the voice level, on the sound wave level. Now they're doing it on the iconography level, on the imagery level of they just killing the image of the strong black man. You know what I mean? So once you do that, once you take out the strong black man, and now we have a bunch of effeminate men, that just makes the job easier if I was to come in and want to do whatever I want to do to the population. You understand? And it's not just black men. They're doing it to white men, too.
Yeah.
That's why they're trying to take their guns and all kind of shit like that. All this shit about legal guns, that ain't got nothing to do with black people. We ain't never had no legal guns. You know, that's trying to take the white man's guns. He's the one with the legal guns.
Yeah.
Why they want to take his guns for? So that when they come in with their guns, because they're not giving away their guns, they're not fucking making their people in the military, you know, effeminate, even though they say don't ask, don't tell, whatever, they'll let gay people in there. But they still making them niggas go to boot camp and all that and get hard. You understand what I'm saying? So, shit. So now you got a bunch of people that been to boot camp and got guns, and now they coming in to you and you got a skirt on and no gun, and you know, shit, now you're a pushover. I could do whatever I want to do to you.
Exactly. Crazy.
And that's a
whole but I just want to say also, this is not no campaign I'm on either. Like, that's just some shit I just noticed, spoke on it, and just because I said the nigga Kanye's name, you know, everybody made a big fucking deal about it. But I, you know, at the end of the day, do I care what a nigga wears? No. But when it affects the minds of people coming up, and when you're such an influential person like that, you know what I mean? And you fuck with my culture that I've been fucking with, you know what I mean?
Right.
Pretty much since the beginning, since it came out, then it's like, yo, I have a right to speak on this shit. I'm a fucking authority on this shit.
You know what it is? It's like, yo, as a fan, it's like, it's like, we're like, damn, we already got to deal with the music shifting to some real sensitive shit every time we turn it on. And now we got to look at the visuals being this way, too. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, where can we go? Like, what is the problem? Which is a perfect segue, because that's what our platform is about. It's about adult contemporary hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Artists. Right. I noticed when you said that in the beginning, and that's... That's good, because, you know, hip-hop is still evolving and changing and growing with us, you know what I mean? Like, the ones that first loved hip-hop, we still love it, but not what it's changing into now, you know what I mean? But we're being, they're not paying attention to us properly, you know what I mean? And we the ones with the money, that's a shame, you know what I mean? Like, we the ones now with the jobs and all of that. It's the kids. We giving these kids the money to buy them records. You know what I mean? Like, if we put our foot down and be like, man, I'm only buying this, and I'm not, you want to buy that, you go get yourself a job, Junior. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know what?
For them.
The common consensus from a lot of our guests is that in the United States, for the adult contemporary hip hop artists, there's really no fans here.
Not as fans.
Basically meaning that mainstream wise, that there's really no fans here. Everybody feels like they're a rapper, that they can do what you do, that the fans are mostly overseas. That's where the shows are.
Well, see, there's not as still fans, especially now our age. It's just mainstream-wise is focusing on a certain demographic. You know what I mean? The one that's easily led in the wrong direction.
Well, are we really supporting here? Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm not really seeing a lot of support here from our age group.
You
know what I mean?
To the radio? Do you turn on, I don't know where you live, but if you know, I live in New York. They got Hot 97, 105, and all that. If you listen to that anytime during the day, then you're supporting it. You know what I mean? If you listen to commercial radio, then you support it.
I can't listen to that because that's not us.
Right, but a lot of people do listen to that because it's easy, because it's convenient. Nobody wants to go out of their way to really get their music. You know what I mean? Because you've been spoiled to, you know, for a while you could just turn on the radio or turn on BET and you're going to see some hot videos and hear good music on the radio. You know, but now it's like you turn it on and it's some other shit. So now in order to find that, you got to actually go out and look for it, kind of how it was in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because good hip-hop wasn't accessible like that in the beginning. You have to wait, you know, once a week for the hip-hop show to come on and all this type of shit and pull your tape out and all that type of shit. And it was more special back then when it was like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then when they oversaturated you with it, slapped you all in the face with it too much, it's like now you're anesthetized to it and you're not even really, it doesn't have the same impact that it does. You know what I mean? You could love eating whatever food, but if you eat that shit every day, for 3 meals a day, I'm tired of this shit. You know what I mean? Like, that could have been your favorite food before. You know what I mean? So it's the same shit with hip-hop. But now, in order to get that food that we really love, you got to go find it. You can't just go to McDonald's. You got to go to those little fucking hole-in-the-wall joints in Brooklyn some fucking where. You know what I mean? In Flatbush some fucking where. You dig what I'm saying?
I do feel too, like with the age of technology and what that's done, that's also put like people like me and Seed in touch with still following with the people that we love, like yourself, you know, like KG, like Tretch, and you know, we've had all these people on the show. So thanks to the internet, I feel like the hip hop that we grew up on is still very alive and strong, and there are still new artists, young artist generation behind us that's still coming out with that kind of music, and that's what I love.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
But we have to search for it. I hate when people go, oh, like, you know, say De La just dropped something. Oh, wow, they haven't dropped anything since, like, the
90s. Right, and they could have had
like,
3-4 albums since, yeah, but you just wasn't up on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're not up
you
on it.
You wasn't up on
it.
It, but,
you know, that drives me nuts.
You don't know how many people be like, yo, when y'all getting back together? Like, yo, man, are you fucking serious? Like, yo, we've been back together since, like, 96 or some shit like that. Like, what you mean, when are we getting back together? When y'all putting the album out? Like, yo, man, we push it out, but it's like you got
to
support. Like, you know what I mean?
Support, yeah.
You got
to
really support. Go look for it and then buy it. You know what I mean? And
talk about
fucking
it.
Talk about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And fucking request it, too. Go to the club, ask, yo, could you play this? Call the radio station, because eventually, you know, the power of the people have the power. Power to the people. You know what I mean? But it's like we don't feel like we have the power. We're so used to being dictated things that if we really would just say, yo, we want to hear this, you know what I mean? Keep up, yo, play this. They'd be like, damn, we're getting a lot of calls for this shit. Like,
I agree.
We're going to have to fucking play this shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's how it goes. Like, that's how it really goes. You know what I mean?
Because if enough people request, if you don't play it and somebody else listens and they play it, then they're going to go over there and listen. So they don't want that shit. They're going to fucking play it. But it's because we don't make no demands. We just accept shit. You know what I mean? We just
take whatever we're given, you know what I mean? And that's that slave mentality, too. Like, we'll eat whatever you put on, give me,
yeah.
Wear whatever clothes you give me, fucking listen to whatever music you tell me to listen to, you know what I mean? It's like, come on, man, speak up for yourself.
What you got popping now? What you putting out?
Yeah, I got an album that I've been working on for a little while, but I'm definitely getting ready to put it out. Probably, you know, this summer. It's called Known Associates. It's just some real hip hop. You know, my last album, 5% album, that was geared specifically towards the 5% Nation of God's Earth, and you know, that's all I really wanted to listen to that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this one is for my hip hop fans. You know what I mean? Like, of course, it's always gonna have some knowledge type shit on there because that's what I'm about. But it's not totally geared towards that. You know what I mean? Like the average person would be able to understand, even if you don't, you know, have any background in the 5% Nation. But it's right. Definitely some, you know, the kind of hip hop that our era would feel. You know what I mean? I ain't got a bunch of 808s and those type of shit. My shit sounds like some New York shit. I'm from New York, so I make New York sounding hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And yeah, so, and I know how to make any kind of hip hop though. I make those beats. I could make that for somebody else.
Yeah, yo, you was doing. Matter of fact, you was doing production on. It started on In God We Trust, right?
Absolutely. Yep. That's when we first bought some equipment. You know what I mean?
Word up.
That's crazy.
It started on In God We Trust. Word up. I pay attention.
That was a whole experimental album. You know what I mean? We got mad hits off of that joint, and that was the first time dudes ever really like touched the buttons and all that type of shit. Cause on the first one, we was just telling the engineers what to do. You know what I mean? But we wasn't really touching nothing. You know. And then that's when I actually started, you know, producing for real, you know.
What's your favorite Brand Nubian album?
Ooh. That's hard to say. You know, everybody likes One for All and all that. Mm-hmm. But that's only because it was like the first time you heard it and it was new and it was fresh and da 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 da. But I don't necessarily feel that that's the best album. You know what I mean? Like, Brand Nubian, you know, all around, sonic wise, song wise, lyric wise, you're probably gonna have to go with Foundation.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, because by that time, it's like dudes really know what the fuck they was doing. You know what I mean? The sound of it, like, you know, as far as the quality and all of that, was at a high level. And there was a lot of dope shit on there. Like, it just, the niggas at Arista just didn't know what the fuck they was doing. But that album right there.
Yeah.
That had Pound for Pound. That probably was the best one.
That's crazy. Right. That's dope to say.
But as far as like what the fans would say and what your memories are telling you, you'd say One for All and In God We Trust. Like, you know what I mean? Those that you would say. You know what I mean? Because those are the most mainstream ones. You know what I mean? Those are the ones that hit the mainstream the most. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, by the time Foundation came out, hip-hop was going down those roads of, listen, you better go out and look for your artist that you love because they might not be on the radio like that. You know what I mean? Don't take it for granted, but we wasn't really seeing it at that time. You know what I mean?
Right. I wanted to get into, you know, it was wonderful. I saw the production that you also did production for Tom Brown. That's really dope. But I also want to ask you, are you going to be doing more acting? Because, of course, I loved you on Oz, and you know, you played a 5% on there, which was really even more dope. So are you still thinking about getting, you know, some acting roles, or are you just leaving that alone for a little while?
I'll definitely, you know. It's like, you know, in the acting world, it's like there's not a lot of roles for my type of dude. You know what I mean? Like, but a strong black man, and not writing a lot of characters for that. You know what I mean? So it's like when something comes along, you gotta just, you know, it's sometimes it's far in between. You know what I mean?
Right.
And most of the time, you know, I get stereotyped on some thug, you know, head gangster nigga, you know, type shit. You know, so I did a lot of shit since then. Most recently, I was on Person of Interest and Elementary and shit.
Oh, that's dope. Oh. Yeah. I haven't watched those two shows, but yeah, that's great to hear. You know, I've seen you on like Law and Order and The Sopranos,
yeah,
but when you did Oz,
like
I think everybody was just like, yeah, look, Lord Jamal.
Watch Sopranos, yeah, a lot of shit.
That's great. I'm happy to see that. You know, there's also.
Yeah, I still do my shit. Actually, my man, let me plug his shit real quick. My man Al Thompson, he got some webisodes called Lennox Avenue.
Yes,
small,
I love that series. Dorian Mystic.
Yeah, I got a
that.
Small reoccurring role up in there. You know what I mean? That's my man. So
that's dope.
Call me to, you know, come down and I fuck with him, support him. So y'all go check that. That's like the TV version of some hip hop where you got to go out and find the shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, ain't no black male, you know, contemporary Harlem type shit on TV. Where you gonna see that at? You know what I mean?
You're on the web.
But now with this webisode shit, and they only be like 5 minutes. You know what I mean? So you got 5 minutes out of your day to fucking do some other bullshit. Why don't you sit down and go check out Lennox Avenue, the series. Take 5 minutes out your day for one episode. You know what I mean? You only got like 7 episodes. And yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
support your independent shit. Because like you said, with this internet shit, you know, it's a gift and a curse. Like, I feel for the independent person, it's the gift. It's the curse for the big record companies, because they can't sell the records the way they was before. But for us, I mean, look how you were able to contact me. You know what I mean? Like, without having to bump it with me on the street and all this. And now you got a radio show that you can conduct from the comfort of your own fucking home. And I can fucking record my album right in my crib and then, you know, upload that shit onto them. Like when I made the song for Kanye, I did all that shit right here. I made the beat in the crib, wrote my shit, recorded it here, posted it to SoundCloud, and 68,000 listens later, you know what I mean? And 90,000 views on fucking Worldstar and all kind of shit, you know what I mean?
And
and I touched the nigga. Like 2 days after I put it out, he requested to take the pictures down. The day I put it out, I ended up talking to Brian Fess, who's one of his ghostwriters. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
That
like, that's the, because he commented on the shit. I seen him talking about it on Twitter. So I'm like, yo, I hit him up. Like, yo, what's up? You want to talk about it? Let's talk. Don't, you know, let's not do this shit on Twitter.
Right.
So we exchanged numbers and called and did some man shit. You know what I mean? And just had a good conversation. And at the end, he saw it wasn't nothing about Kanye. And yes, for the record, I don't have nothing against Kanye personally as a person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know this dude. I never met him in my life. You know what I mean? But I got a problem with anybody that's, you know, fucking up the culture. All y'all niggas talking about Molly, I got a problem with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All y'all niggas that want to wear skirts and fucking feminine pants and all this other shit, I got a problem with you, whoever you are. You know what I mean? I ain't scared of none of y'all niggas.
Yeah.
And another thing want to mention for everybody out there, too, like, wow, the record companies are having a hard time, which is why they really are trying to regulate the internet and change that game, too, because the record companies lost so much money. They're not going to go for that too much longer. Congress just passed CISPA, which is just giving anybody a reason to do whatever. You know what I mean?
And they did that on the low.
On the
low. Suspiciously during all that bombing shit, huh?
Really?
But we're all looking at that bomb shit. They passed that CISPA shit.
Exactly.
Now they can look at your emails and all kind of shit.
Yep.
Just if they feel like it.
Mm-hmm. And have a right to. So think about that, you guys. Think about it.
Load up. And yo,
and look into
up.
What CISPA is. Like, look into that, y'all. Don't just CISPA and just write it. Oh, well, I don't know what that is. Go look into that shit. You know what I mean?
is the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. You guys,
you
look
go.
It up. Sis.
Thank you, sis. Thank you.
Yeah, man. And yo, Lord Jamal, before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same three questions. It's your top three MCs of all time, top three groups of all time, and top three producers of all time. Yours. To you, though. To you, though. Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah,
I know,
man.
I know, but you know.
To you, though. Like, off top, though. Just off top.
Yeah. No particular order. Just flow with it.
Rakim. Yeah, I know.
Damn.
Yeah. I know.
That's first the solo, then group, and then producer.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, man. It's like, you know, it's so many different eras, man. That's what's so fucked up. Like,
yeah.
No?
Mm hmm.
Maybe I'll pick one from
pick
each
era. And just go.
All right, I'm going to pick one from each era.
Okay.
All right.
Say, Grandmaster Caz.
All right.
Rakim. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Jay-Z.
Okay. All right, all right. All right, top three groups. Yeah.
Top three groups. Public Enemy.
All right.
Cold Crush.
All right.
All right.
And
yeah. It's tough.
Oh god damn. I guess I just have to go with affected me the most. I guess Run DMC.
Yeah,
can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. All right.
Producers.
Yep.
Just Blaze. Premier.
Yeah. Solid list, man.
That's hard, man. It's like I love a lot of people in each fucking category, man. And you always usually they would be like the top 10, and that still be hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you said top 3. That's woo. So
and don't
shout out
don't,
to anybody that felt like this should have been shit. I mean, I love everybody that was dope from the beginning to the end. You understand? Everybody
that was dope. It was tough for everybody. It was tough for everybody. Now,
everybody that was dope. And if you turn whack, I loved you when you was dope, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I still love
you
for when you was dope.
Yo, you know what?
Even
that's the realest shit. That's the realest shit I've ever heard regarding hip hop ever. Cause it's real like that. It's like, yo,
if you turned
whack, I still love you for when you was dope.
I
feel that way about a lot of niggas. Like, it's
yes,
wild.
I do, LL.
Yeah, I was just about to say LL. LL.
You know what I mean? This nigga made some corny shit with that country digger. Talking about, want to thank Abraham Lincoln for freeing me.
What? I can't believe it. I was
okay.
Like, what?
Yeah, he bugged out on that one. But I love you from LL Cool J is hard as hell. I love you from I Need a Beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, he was one of my favorite MCs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at that time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I got, you know, not everybody could keep doing it forever. And that's just how it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I respect that. You know what I mean? So I love you for when you was dope. You turned whack. Shit. You know what I mean?
But
some niggas was always whack. You see what I'm saying? Some people was always whack. And I don't, you know.
I done loved her. You know what I mean? But all the whoever was dope from beginning to end, I love y'all, the ones that made hip hop able to keep going and reproduce
all day.
You know what I mean?
All day.
All day. And you know what? On that note, we're gonna let you go, my brother. Thank you for calling, bro. Thank you.
No doubt. Thank
you for having we support anything you do. You already know Six Man Radio. You got a home here, and please don't hang up because we want to get a drop from you. All right.
All right. No doubt.
Yes, sir. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Six Man
Radio. 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 Radio.
Six Man
Radio. 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 Radio.
Smoke is jacket on. The fireplace is burning and the
the girlie is warm. Time to make my move. So gently I kiss her, whisper in her ear, and tell her that I miss her. She might try to pop that boyfriend's junk, but I don't really care because I know he's a punk. I'll stop him like a roach if he tries to approach. He can't get close because I'm the one who wrote the book of romance. So come on, take a chance. You don't need a long look. All you need is a glance. If you want to get warm, in my arms you belong. You have a problem, have a problem. Nothing can go wrong. When overweight lovers in the house, the house. The overweight lovers in the house, the house. The overweight lovers in the house, lovers in the house. The overweight lovers in the house. You said I couldn't do it, then it got done. And after you and I did it, you said it was fun. Now every day of your life you want to be with me. When you got time to spend, you spend time with Heavy D. I noticed that you hold me gentle as a rose. I'm rough and tough, baby, but then I suppose that it had to be held in order to start holding. I think I got your head, so let's start rolling. The overweight lovers in the house, the house. 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 The overweight lovers in the house.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Go inside my master brain, find out my mental, based on instrumental. Record, hate, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas is a C-calf. I stick them for the cream, check it. Just how deep can shit get? Deep into the abyss, and brothers is mad fish. Accept it, in your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss, niggas get tossed to the side. And I'm the dark side of the force. Of course it's the method, man from the Wu-Tang clan. I be hectic and coming for the headpiece. Protect it, fuck it, 2 tears in a bucket. Niggas want the ruckus, busting at me, bro. Now bust it, styles like it's buck wild. Method man on some shit, pulling niggas fouls. I'm sick, insane, crazy, driving Miss Daisy. Out of fucking mind, now I got mine, I'm swayed.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, load it up and kill. One more deal, son, if it's really real. When I was a little stereo, yo, I listen to some champion, champion. I always wonder,
wonder
when I will be the number one.
Yeah.
Now you listen to the dog and
dog.
When the dog and summering, then in the dog and come test me.
Like,
me, I'm gonna
call
some brains.
Brothers wanna hang with the map, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck, nigga, vote off set. Come into your project, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise, coming from a vet. Want some old Vietnam shit. Nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I bomb shit. And it's gonna get even worse for the guard. It's the rule coming through, to get niggas throw they garments. Moving on your last out form, it's the map. In the representing, call my name in your chest. You can come test, we lodge in no contest. Son, I'm the gun that when that old wild west. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9-11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when it's hip hop like proper. Run me the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof. Vodka, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me raw. I burn, and when you drink absolute straight, it burns. Enough to get my chest there to burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hoe. All I need is chemical bank to pay the rough.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one. One and raw deal, son, if it's really real.
Smoke my brother's doorway, no question. I send your ass back right to the essence. Your whole frame is smoking.
arrested. Will I be trapped by sound, locked behind loops, throwing niggas off airplanes with cash rules? Everything around me black, as you can see. Swallow this murder one verse like God's degree, then analyze my soundtrack with satisfaction. You adapt like a flashback chain reaction.
Make some niggas, son. Black bust back like 70 max. I'm all that street niggas knowing my seat black. Raw cheat, you know we coincide with me, see? Marvelous, been exposed to society. But anyway, let's dope. Champagne thoughts with ghosts, I match the most. Shotgun to the nose, foot rap. Hip hop with me, y'all stop. Low wears, and Tommy Hill fly shit with a knot. The witty, unpredictable live shit. Drive by shit, do a dash shit. I take your lying shit. And then you know, I'm running through the P now. Fast. Wow, the old lady bitch, but fuck it, you know it, one love, kid, no, I'm not doing a bit, too much to get for what, the six niggas got stuck in the nigga chain was struck, yo, fuck that, criminology rap, speaker stay jet black, floating in the flies, ass nigga.
What's on y'all niggas' mind? Fucking with me, you know somebody has told you about fucking with D. Stuck in the tree is what you will be, like a cat. And I'm the dog at the bottom looking up. Now what's that? Your worst nightmare, cause I take it right there. You got niggas coming, where they at? Right where? I'll make them like air, floating away. Wouldn't tell me what he was thinking, so I opened the way. Left him broken away, you know he hurt before he died. And you wonder if he lost a shirt before he died. Only two knew the answer, and one of us is dead. So anyone who seeks the truth can get it straight to the head. Then you and him can discuss what I did. Yeah, it was wrong, dog, but I slid. I'm gonna pay one day, just not right now. You hear my shit all in the street, I'm kinda hot right now. Come on.
I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas, cause y'all ain't killin' nothing. I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas, cause y'all ain't killin'
nothing. I wanna break bread with the cats that I starve with. Wanna hit the malls with the same dogs I rob with. Wanna be able to laugh with the nigga that I cry with. When it's over, be like, these are the niggas that I die with. What do you do when you find out in the hall there's a rat? What do you do when you find out that your dog is a cat? Shit, all niggas black, can't hold for two. So why you getting more cats? I'm putting holes in you. It's time knows to do, break them all real proper. Need to keep spitting and I ain't gon' stop her. Cock her, unlock her, let her go. Gave it to his man, just to let him know. All this considered, it was real for a minute. Got what was yours and tried to steal something with it. Now I feel something hidden, your chest that is. The best that is possibly the best that's left. So set that
kid. I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas, cause y'all ain't killing up. I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas, cause y'all ain't killing up.
When niggas hear that dog bark, they better run. When police hear that dog bark, they better come. They expect to save many lives, many lives will be lost. There is a price to pay, how many lives will it cost?
Come on!
Since I run with the devil, I'm one with the devil. And I stay doing dirt to him, I come with the shovel. Is you on the level of a madman? Is my twisted? Mad niggas' dreams cross the last train, mine's fixed. Listen, as a manic depressor with extreme paranoia. And dog, I got something for you. Hear my name, feel my pain. Niggas wanna steal my fame, but first, feel my rain. Know what it's like to suffer, never have enough of shit. Starting off hard, then only getting rougher, tougher. But then came the grief. So if you wanna save the peace, came the peace.
Six Man
Radio.
Even when it's hard, I want to make sure that I'm around to hold you.
never leave my fam in a jam. Dying first, never till my last dollar. I'm grinding first, never take a stand on my fam. I'm silent first, it's going down. Feel me, the alchemist in the flesh, and I love this profession, but I throw it all away in a second, cause I'm for the cause when my life is threatened. Take this and that, maybe that'll be that. Yeah, you know how we cook the pot up. You could get caught up in some things you would not want us to slow. And watch how I mold the sound, so when I ain't around the music still. But I'ma keep my eyes open, yo, I don't even blink. Keep the pen moving down the line, I don't even think. Just write it on the paper, get my vocals in sync. Check how it sounds.
Yeah, one more time, one last number. Sean Don, where you at, nigga? It's the future right here, man. We starting it right now. Let's get it going. Big poop. My attitude real shitty. Temper short. My mind cluttered like the streets of New York. I ain't trying to take the L because I casually fought. This shit real serious, not casual sport.
Yeah, man. This is Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew. Yeah, now listen to 6 Minute Radio, home of that adult contemporary hip hop.
Yeah. One more time, one last number. Sean Don, where you at, nigga? It's the future right here, man. We starting it right now. Let's get it going.
My attitude real shitty, temper short. My mind cluttered like the streets of New York. I ain't trying to take the L because I casually fought. This shit real serious, not casual sport. Let time fly by as I pin these thoughts. And I'm speeding through life in my car and park. And even in the day, sometimes it's dark. And that cloud hovering low was not the worst part. Second guessing yourself, trying to remain sharp. See, niggas blowing up who ain't got your spark. And that alone is a burden to carry. Either you'll get strong or you'll get buried. And rap keep plenty room in this cemetery. Pull out your Blackberry, change your itinerary. I mean, you can be the shit today. Then tomorrow, wake up, fame blown away. And homie, on the real, ain't nothing you can say. That's why I work hard now, got later to lay. In the sand, on the beach, mix the drinks with Belvay. The world gon' remember my name, motherfucker.
Now they heard all of your songs and peeped you from the side. And watched your videos and seen the car you drive.
Yeah.
And we know what to expect, my nigga. Done seen it all before, I ain't impressed,
man.
My nigga. They heard all of our songs and peeped us from the side. And came up to the shows and seen us on the grind.
Yeah.
And this is how we get down, motherfuckers. We don't care who got next. This is now, motherfuckers. I tried to work with niggas. Don't wanna jerk them niggas. But everybody running around thinking they murderers. Gave birth to niggas. And when I burped them niggas, they spit up old lines that I fed to them earlier. And this is what the state of hip-hop is like. I'm thinking, damn, this cannot be right. And I agree that everybody's a biter. But if you Z-Rox the style, then that's infringing on my copy, right? It's the bottom of the ninth with no extra innings. And we all in the game trying to collect our penance. And from the old school, I'm a direct descendant. And y'all can feel it at the end of each and every sentence. Cause underground rap is just incense and gimmicks and image. They phone in for 10 cents a minute. I knew that since I entered the rap game, my style would have niggas taking it back. But what about now? I think about the youth and how their minds are so closed. Cause now Rap City look like Video Soul. And that's a sad state of affairs. But no need to despair, cause we the next ones that's taking it there.
Man, they heard all of you.
One shot kill. Bullets lift you up like you're popping on the wheel. Till I can't die when I'm popping on the pill. No grills in the field, keep cocking on my head.
Yeah.
Move, rock the black and backed out. Now the Mac back out. About to black out. Got the rock on my back. SP on my chain. Shooters on the block playing P last name. Out of hot pants bag like Cameron Rain. The cocaine cowboy at work. I put you niggas in the dirt for one like dirt. Cause your hammer won't jam a whole shirt. Catch you on my second merch. Fresh out of jail. Ice girl got some smirk. Bitches on the way, can't surf. Rock without J won't work. Shit like we ain't here. Acting like SP ain't here. How y'all niggas can't see that clip? Shit, slow all the way down, young trapper. Pump your brakes so fast till you crash. Crack your head on the dash. Put your body in the cast. Keep my shotty on black. Hard heads don't get the picture until they see the flash. You ain't balling, you pump faking. Bouncing in trunk naked, 4 pounds to your crown like with a paper. BC cold crook, I trap paper like notebook. When that hot water disappear like when goat cooks, the researchers, the sea burger. Which bitch I'm sick, eat that ass like Dama. Steve, eat that ass bring a storm on you niggas, lace your boots. Better yet, pull out the strings, make a noose. Hang yourself, here's a deuce, deuce. Bang yourself like Cheddar Bob. I'm in the hood like S.T. Tall can, crooked letter I. S.P.C.O. nigga, yes, I. Yes, I. Matter of fact,
yeah, yeah.
Bring it back, bring it back. Me, Doc, America's blunted. Not from there, but I'm Philly most wanted. Drop and roll, win my biscuit for you. Talk is greasy, tone with Crisco on you. Streets is mine, check my flow online. www.cutanigga.com. Drake, two on the hip, reach for the sky. You and your bird, ready through this bird, be the live or top of the empire. Dare me to dive. There I go, no parachute, jackass like Knoxville. Had a Cancun, check hairs, baboon. Red man, rip the show. I be the raw in your bitch's nose. She be going to the bathroom, slip and blow. Like, don't stop this shit, my man the joke. I know, I be strapped with a double 4-4 and a Slim Jim to open your Cadillac door. When the bricks, you hit them guns. Any nigga get X'd out like tic-tac-toe when he bitch that nose. Red man, go the distance when you're trying to get fucked for instance. When you bust, baby, go light the instant. Pass me the rag, hop back in the Jag. I sold out the showroom with the price tag. I wrote this rhyme of 25 lunch rags. Hear that sound? Leave a block hunchback. Kill a house. Understand, Brick, we ain't gonna stop till we.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
I'm not gonna sit here and watch this go on any longer. You know, they put my food in the dark and then expect me to look for my plate on some Mr. Magoo shit. Fuck, I look like. I'm not gonna watch this go on any longer. I'm home, y'all. Harlem. Who else is gonna hold us down? Bloodshed, nigga. Let's get it right this time around. Understand?
Y'all want to live my life, but
kill us. Yo, I don't understand how these cats are daiquiri. Like it's all good down at the hip factory. Be on 54th, whole click back at me. All I click clackery, take your wrist rappery. I ain't no rapper, B, I ski Uzis. And I can't act, turn down three movies. So give me your chain, your jewels, and your cash. And your fast food, I eat your food fast. My rude ass carry three weapons, and I give your face a C-section and keep stepping. Who else in a hurry to murk? We kill girls, rape them, bury the skirts. Imagine me wake up 7:30 for work. I'd rather run the street 7:30 with work. But look at knucklehead, thought he wanted the order. Came to ask me, stop pitching to his daughter. Serious the man can't be. Be glad I'm not in that damn panties. Got a damn handy. How you gonna ever act? Stop can candy. I'ma sell to anybody in your damn family. Uncle Tom, your Aunt Tammy, your grandmammy, your right hand man Randy. Understand me. In Atlanta, I got an outlandish land piece and a matching land. Desert color sandy. Yo, the one with the whips, that's me. The one with the chips and the chips, that's me. The one with the toast pants baggy, yelling out, get at me, get at me, nigga, that's me. The one who be running and dodging, you. The one that be sucking mad dick, you. The one that's scared of some yayo, always wanna lay low, cause your girl say so, you. Yeah, I could show you some ice, throw you advice. Not that good, dog. Who told you you nice? Your crew? Switch-siders. Knock them through, hey Cam, dick riders. But I only mess with Navigator, 528. Six drivers, big buyers. Where you live, we live live. Come through, stick your supplier. Match for me and hoes, dick and saliva. Gas her up, ma, put it on your mouth. Then I grab her neck, try and take her tonsils out. And I ain't got beef, I don't play them games. If I did, don't believe me, I would say your name. Go to your house, red dot, scope your crib. Smack your earth, snatch your seed, choke your wig. My crew split, it was my mistake. But to my nigga Duke, we all make mistakes. I'ma get shit right if I spend my cake. Jimmy, I'ma get you up out of 5-8. This is for my niggas that load the pipe. Saying I'm the best, just not promoted right. You know my life, drink, smoke, roll some dice. Control the heist, nah, my patrol get shice. We all get shice, ma, keep all your rice.
wet and rain. Hell no. I like all my ice. Niggas tried to make Killer Cam all polite. Turn on the set now, bitch. I'm like Poltergeist. You the type talk about everything you got now. I interrupt you like not now. You hot how? My ring's like a dog. All rock wow. When I flash it, everybody shot wow. I see y'all concerned about me. You ain't gotta go to school to learn about me. Yo, the one with mad guns, that's me. The one with the Yay for 23, that's me. The one with the ice, slice, coke half price. Dope, that's nice, that's me. The one that's scared of a scuffle, you. The one that say, baby girl, I love you, you. The one that talk about hustling, never seen a oven, you all about nothing, you. Bitch.
Talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Got a Glock, I call her precious. And she leave that nigga bloody, then I drag him down the block. And I leave that nigga muddy, put a bullet in his face as a message to his buddy. Like, hey, this ain't no rap shit. I ain't the nigga Cuddy. Yet. Talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Got a Glock, I call her precious. And she leave that nigga bloody, then I drag him down the block. And I leave that nigga muddy, put a bullet in his face as a message to his buddy. Like, hey, this ain't no rap shit. I ain't the nigga Cuddy yet. You ain't hearing a bunch of diss records from me. I'ma catch you when it's sunny, and you think it's sweet and lovely. And I turn your pretty day into a bitch you really ugly. Like, Whoopi, Sarah, Jessica Parker. Sun's shining, I'ma make it darker. Put a hole in his snapback, match with his Parker. Murder he wrote, I'm the author. So you can keep playing games, but this ain't Call of Duty. You don't get to push reset. This ain't a promise, it's a threat. You ain't see my type of war. You a rookie, I'm a vet. You a hoopsie, I'm a jet. You a letter, I'm a tech. Basically, I got my foot all on your neck. If you ever disrespect, I'ma bounce you like a check. That's my word as a Chico. Pito, creep slow. Poppy got body, Benito. Nigga, I'm hot, Puerto Rico. That's words to my nigga touching Little Lito. This is life, one take, no sequel. Basically, watch where you look for beef, though. On the mic, in the street, it's whatever. I'm a man, you a man, one of us, me and the devil. But when you get there, you tell him he a sucker. Bad seat, six man, Brooklyn in this motherfucker.
He talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Should've kept this shit 100, now they looking for who done it. Wagwan, wagwan, kept this shit 100. Wagwan, wagwan, and now they looking for who done it.
Diddy bop on niggas' tracks. It's disrespectful how I lean on niggas' beats like I'm stunting in a rental. Like, look, this a Kanye beat. His song's called Wow. Check it out so he don't start crying. He happy now. Six man in his bitch. You ain't said shit. You speaking for the lane. Your boy so fly, he get hit by a plane. He moves so fast, he done switch five lanes. Always represent that city with stock chain. Etched in my veins. I'm special, I'm not sane. I ain't do my job if your neck is not sprained. At least be entertained. You are rocking with the best. See, nigga, God bless. I've been spazzing on mad niggas, y'all next. Y'all singing like women in, dressing all feminine. Y'all be telling white lies, no Eminem. Please, y'all niggas sweeter than some enemies. Freshman day, get smacked by a veteran. You got a crew? Go on, tell them that. Wagwan.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. You don't stop.
And that grown ass sexy.
R&B. That you love.
Damn, I thought Larry popped into the room for a minute.
Yeah, he be popping in and out. That nigga's crazy, man. Word up. Yo, shout to Lord Jamar, man. That was a dope interview.
Dude,
he dropped so many jewels. You know what I'm saying? He's real as fuck too. You know, you gotta love it. Shout to him, man. Word up.
Yeah, real dope interview. Wow. We didn't even get to touch on so many things, but you know, definitely what he said about what was going on with hip hop is on point. You know, it's, I don't know if it's a plan. It feels almost like it's a plan for what they're doing and the music and the same sound. It's really crazy, yo. That commercial level hip hop is
yeah. But y'all, on some other shit though, how many times you think he said, you know what I mean?
How about you? What?
You know, how many times you think he said, you know what I mean?
You know,
he's
breaking up a bit.
Huh?
He's breaking up a bit. I didn't even hear a word you said.
Did you hear what I said? Oh, God. Is Block Talk acting up again? I hope not. Six Man Radio, we in the building.
Definitely, we're in the building.
We definitely in the building. But what I did say, I said, how many times do you think he said, you know what I mean?
He said it like, I don't know.
No, I lost count. I lost count. I was counting. I swear to God I was. And I lost count.
Who used to do that? Was that Ed Lover and them? They used to count how many times somebody say, you know what I mean? Like, count it out. And it was like bonkers. Because everybody seemed to have said it when they interviewed. It was crazy back then.
I don't know. No, I think it was. I think it was him. Yeah, Ed Lover. What? Ed Lover. You talking about when he was with Dr. Dre?
Yeah, when he was
with
Dr. Dre.
Yeah. I think it was though. It sounds
crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Damn,
man.
Salute to Lord Jamai. That was a dope interview.
Shout to him.
Peace to the gods and earths.
Word up. Shout to them. And you know, we about to just get the hell up out of here, man. You know, the Zab Judah fight. Dab Judah about to whoop ass for Brooklyn. That's what's up.
You think so?
I'm just saying, I always got to ride with Brooklyn, even though the Nets lost.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I understand it. I can understand it. You know, he's going to be under some pressure, too, because he's at the Barclays Center. He's in Brooklyn this time. It's not like the Garden when he lost at the Garden. I'm not going to mention that, Zab, but, you know,
just get it together tonight, brother.
Okay?
That didn't even happen.
Get it together.
It didn't even happen. And Zab is my man. Shout to Clinton Hill. You know what I'm saying? Shout to my nigga Ali Shine.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was on the check-in a little earlier. Shout to him. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, good luck, Zab, because, you know, I don't know. See, I love boxing.
I know.
I'm suspect homie right now. And, you know, he needs to win tonight. He can't lose in Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn. Can't afford to lose, kid. You just can't afford to lose. That's all I'm saying.
Right. He's not going to lose, man.
Yeah.
He's hyped, man. He's hyped.
Yeah, well.
You got to do it, man. You got to do it.
Yeah, he's always hyped.
Wow.
I'm going to stop getting on him.
That's fucked up.
Nah, me? I'm just saying.
Yeah, know what I mean? Know what I mean?
So, anyway, that's what I'm going to get ready to, you know? There's a pre-fight on. I'm going to watch Zab. I'm rooting for you, Zab. You rep from Brooklyn. You know Brooklyn lost today in the playoffs, too.
I know, man. The Nets lost.
It was a hard
overtime.
Yeah,
and to all y'all Chicago, wait, hold on. To all y'all Bulls fans, all y'all Blues fans, yeah, exactly. All y'all Bulls fans on Twitter that was popping mad shit like, yeah, we won. Yo, y'all, come on, man. Y'all acting like that shit was a fucking walk in the park. It was triple overtime. Triple overtime. Y'all ain't whoop our ass. Fuck out of here, B. Come on,
man.
It was a tough game.
Even with little old Nate, who was like, you know, channeling his inner Michael Jordan.
Word up.
It was a tough game. It was tough. You know what I'm saying? So,
word up. Now,
lucky I won that game.
Word up. Fuck out of here, man. Brooklyn, B. All day.
Oh my God.
All right. Let's get up out of here, Nate.
All right, let's do it.
Talk about my borough, B. Come on, man.
Tune in with us next Saturday, y'all. What?
I have no idea. But you know what? We going to get up out of here on some Brooklyn shit for the fucking third time.
Mm-hmm.
Because perhaps y'all ain't hear it the first two times. My new joint over the Kanye West joint. Wow. That instrumental. The shit is called Wagwan. And if you're Jamaican and you know patois, then you know Wagwan means what's up. It's basically what's popping. What up?
That's right. Good.
What up? What up? It's popping, huh? That's what Wagwan means, pretty much. It's got that Brooklyn feel. I got to throw this on so we could diddy bop around. I'm about to diddy bop, put my Brooklyn Nets hat on, just diddy bop around my fucking room, man. Because these niggas don't even understand Brooklyn, B. Man.
Yeah.
Can we get up out of here on our Brooklyn shit? Can we diddy bop up out of here,
Let's
man?
Let's diddy bop out of here.
Wait, hold on,
we
hold
wishing
on, hold
you
on,
luck,
hold
Zab.
On.
Good luck,
hold on,
brother.
Hold on. Zab, you got this. Radio. Hold up, man. Where my Brooklyn Nets hat, man? Let me put my shit on.
Put your hat on. I had my shirt on yesterday.
It's a little, it got a little Clorox stain on it, so I clean it. Let me pull this shit over. Brooklyn! Let me pull this over my eyes real quick. Hold on. All right. I'm ready, man. You ready, Nate? I'm ready, C. Let's go get them. Bad C. Wagwan off the Wrath the Cage mixtape. Y'all can get that now on our site, sixmanradio.site40.net. It's a free download. Go get it if you ain't
get it.
Got it.
Click on it.
We'll see y'all next week, B. We out of here.
He talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Got a Glock, I call her precious, and she leave that nigga bloody. Then I drag him down the block, and I leave that nigga muddy. Put a bullet in his face as a message to his buddy. Like, hey, this ain't no rap shit. I ain't the nigga cutting it. You ain't hearing a bunch of diss records from me. I'ma catch you when it's sunny, and you think it's sweet and lovely. And I turn your pretty day into a bitch who really ugly.
Like, who?
Whoopi, Sarah, Jessica Parker. Sun's shining, I'ma make it darker. Put a hole in his snapback, match with his Parker. Murder he wrote, I'm the author. So you can keep playing games, but this ain't Call of Duty. You don't get to push reset. This ain't a promise, it's a threat. You ain't see my type of war. You a rookie, I'm a vet. You a hoopsie, I'm a jet. You a letter, I'm a text. Basically, I got my foot all on your neck. If you ever disrespect, I'ma bounce you like a check. That's my word as a Chico. Pito, creep slow. Poppy got body, Benito. Nigga, I'm hot, Puerto Rico. That's word to my nigga touching Little Lito. This is life, one take, no sequel. Basically, watch where you look for beef, though. On the mic, in the street, it's whatever. I'm a man, you a man, one of us, me and the devil. But when you get there, you tell him he a sucker. Bad C, six man, Brooklyn in this motherfucker.
Well, he talking like he do, but he don't really want it. Should've kept this shit 100, now they looking for who done it. Wagwan, wagwan, kept this shit 100. Wagwan, wagwan, and now they looking for who done it.
Diddy bop on niggas' tracks. It's disrespectful how I lean on niggas' beats like I'm stunting in a rental. Like, look, this a Kanye beat. His song's called Wow. Check it out so he don't start crying. He happy now. Six man in his big. You ain't said shit. You speaking for the lane. Your boy so fly, he get hit by flames. He moves so fast, he done switched five lanes. Always represent that city which I came. Etched in my veins. I'm special, I'm not sane. I ain't do my job if your neck is not sprained. At least be entertained. You are rocking with the best. See, nigga, God bless. I've been spazzing on mad niggas, y'all next. Y'all singing like women and dressing all feminine. Y'all be telling white lies, no Eminem. Please, y'all niggas sweeter than some enemies. Freshman day, get smacked by a veteran. You got a crew? Go on, tell them this. Wagwan.
Six man.
Radio.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this,
Six Man Radio.